I think it's a very drastic action from the ESB. The electricity supply is much needed to pump the sewage and the water up to the main sewer line. And I think, you know, that the ESB is getting very high-minded here and calling and telling the residents that they're going to cut electricity off without, first of all, talking to the residents or some representative of the residents to find out exactly what the problem is.
And this won't just have implications for the people of College Park. This could also affect other housing estates in and around that area.
I've raised this problem on a number of occasions over the last few years with the County Council and the long-term strategy for dealing with these. As you're probably aware, the council have a strategy when they don't accept responsibility for them. But I've been talking to the manager and officials in this last number of days with a view to get them round the table to sit down with the residents in that area and other areas of the town which are served by a mechanical pump, to sit down and work out a strategy for the future of these pumps and who is going to bear responsibility. And I think that ultimately lies with the council and also but with the residents as well, and with the developer who in the first place installed these and a lot of the cases now have sort of washed their hands and moved out of the equation. I don't think they should be allowed to do that either. But we need a partnership approach. We need a long-term strategy. And I suppose effectively what we need is to do away with these mechanical pumps so that residents aren't held to ransom by ESB, electricity, and our power company who supplies them with electricity.